from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You see the Bleacher Report redraft or the grade on the trade?
I did.
That's my problem with NBA media.
Go ahead.
There's way too much galaxy brain going on. Do you understand what galaxy brain is?
I hear that phrase a lot.
A lot of people say it.
I don't necessarily know what it means.
It's where you're trying too hard. You're trying to be insightful. You're trying to act smarter than what you really are. It's basically what galaxy brain is. Because they did a regrade of the trade with the Cavs with Mitchell and with Lowry Market. Spider Miller was a football coach. He is a football coach in Stark County. Donovan, Spider Mitchell, and Lowry Markkanen, and they gave the Jazz an A, they gave the Cavs a B+. Now, while B+ is still good, I'm going, come on,
guys. Yeah, B+ is really good.
This is outrageous. This is something that is not real, and I can't see this, and I don't know what type of galaxy brain that we have. That's why I brought up the case. I'm going, why you would say that Lowry Markkanen, the Jazz, effectively won this trade. I mean, if you're getting an A over a B+, that's a win. How could one say that? Help me. Maybe it's not galaxy brain. Maybe I need to take that statement back.
Well, first of all, B+ is what we got. I mean, I think that's really good. I think there were people thinking that when we got Donovan Mitchell, he would just be gone in 2 years, and then how would you grade that trade? Would it be a C, depending on what you got for Donovan Mitchell? So B+, anytime you can make a trade and get a B+, I think that's really good. So you're annoyed that what, Utah got a higher...
I don't understand how Utah got a higher grade than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
There should be some exception taken with that.
Thank you very much.
They didn't make the playoffs either year.
Well, there are so many times where I sit there and I read this crap and I go, okay, what am I not thinking of? And it makes me, especially with the NBA, I don't get it as much with the NFL. Of course, I'm the type of guy that gets excited and starts yelling over Cade York trades. So who the hell am I? I don't do it over baseball. It's really what you see is what you get a lot of times in baseball. Basketball, anytime there's a move, there's this big, and I've always attacked the making love to basketball that some people do. There's this big philosophical movement to try to explain away certain things that certain teams have done, and then in some world they can find a way. I'm like, no, Utah finished 31-51 last year. I don't give a damn about what Lowry Markkanen brings to the table or what they could trade for him. I got Donovan Mitchell out of it. Have we or have we not raised our expectation for the Cleveland Cavaliers? Just because you're more heartbroken at the end of the season does not mean that the Cavs lost that trade.
Well,
their expectations are higher.
I mean,
the other expectations are lower.
I don't ever consider a B+ a losing grade.
It's not a losing grade, but if you're saying that Utah, but they're effectively saying that Utah won the trade, Anthony.
Well, they're saying Utah won the trade in the same way that you would have said that the Oklahoma City Thunder had probably won the Paul George trade before they even started winning games. Remember, the Thunder were bad, I think, for the next 2 or 3 years. And by the way, Utah's trying to be bad again. They're going to be bad again this year because they want the top pick in the draft.
So they got the guy who's arguably all NBA, which I'm not taking anything away even from Lowry Markkanen. Someone has to score the points on bad basketball teams. But he's arguably all NBA.
He's close, right?
Yeah.
He's an all-star.
That's why it's arguable. Yeah. He's an all-star. He's arguably all NBA. But they're on a bad team, so he helps them lose so they win the trade.
No, it's because
they can draft players that we don't even know who they are yet.
It's because they already got a stud player out of that trade. It wasn't just draft picks, and then they still have the draft picks, and then they still have Colin Sexton, who's been all right, okay, I guess, well, in that trade.
Okay,
so
you and Hiram can go ahead and have that conversation because I'm not going to do it.
So it's the Oklahoma City trade. Now they got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out of that Paul George trade, but again, they were bad for the next 2 to 3 years. And now look where the Thunder are.
They got
the Jazz are poised to now be that team, especially if they get the number one overall pick.
But
this
the draft
year.
Picks are just good ideas. We don't know what. I'm sorry. I'm holding up my hands like I'm giving you a stop sign. These are like behind doors. We don't know what's behind the doors right now. So they're just good ideas. We've done this a million times. Like, hey, we got all these draft picks. Yeah. Well, you know what? If you draft Trent Richardson with it, I guess you're going to suck up the room anyway.
You're saying that when you are trading and tanking in the NBA, you can never get a good grade because you're going to be bad for 2 to 3 years.
I don't think you can grade it. I don't think you can grade it, and I don't think
you're just mad they didn't get an NA. That they got a grade.
No, I'm mad because they got a higher grade than us. Because you're basing it on something that's for the future that we don't even know. Like, I'm looking at the Cavs right now. I see the Cavs in a completely different light than I did before the trade for Donovan Mitchell. I've raised my expectations. I think it's now possible to get to an Eastern Conference Finals, where before I thought that there was a stone ceiling on that team before that. Now things got to get better. Guys have to develop on this team, but we are kind of who we are right now. For Utah, yeah, they may draft the next Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They may draft the next Anthony Bennett. So I can't say that they won the trade just because they have a bunch of good ideas.
It's funny. I'm on a different Jazz website, and they said the Donovan Mitchell trade, the Jazz's greatest trade in franchise history.
Oh, for the love of God.
And again, they're saying it because
that's
not
the stuff
only
we used to tell each other about Browns draft picks back in the day when they were terrible.
But they're saying it not only because they got an incredible haul in draft picks, but they also got a real player who is incredible.
You're talking about Lowry.
And Lowry marketed. Okay. And not only has he been really good, I mean, what is he that we've been chasing for forever?
But was
a Cavs team.
But was he or was
he's
not?
He's got size. He's does got have length. Size. But he's actually a very versatile player.
But answer this. Was he or was he not in spinning off trade talks to be spun off this last trade deadline back in February?
Yeah,
he was a part of that.
And then he played so well over the last 2 years that they signed him to an extension.
But there was also the possibility that they could move him for something even better.
I don't know. To me, they were tanking, so they were never going to be good these last few years, so I'm not going to hold that against them. That was part of their plan. And then they happened to get somebody really good in Lowry Markkanen, who's been way better than I think anybody thought, even Kobe Altman, who I thought was an interesting move at the time.
Certainly, but he's not. He is a different player than Donovan Mitchell, clearly. But overall, I believe Donovan Mitchell is the better player.
Are they going to use these draft picks to build around Lowry Markkanen? Or are they going to use them to go in a different direction from Lowry
Markkanen? And that's exactly the point of all this.
They're doing what Oklahoma City did. They're stockpiling picks, which will turn into talent. And then you never know how it's going to play out.
Yeah, but if Lowry's not a part of it, then you can't use him as the...
What do you mean if he's not a part of it?
If he's not a part of the future, if they're stockpiling these picks and in 5 years they're this totally different roster construction, then how are you counting him right now at all as a win because they aren't winning with him?
Like, Donovan
is... He's a good player right now, true, but they're not trying to win, so that doesn't count. And if 3 years from now he's not a part of their core... He shouldn't count.
I mean, if
either.
They end up getting Cooper Flagg and then what other picks that they turn into out of what they got in the Donovan Mitchell trade with
so
those Cavs picks, I think they'll be feeling really good.
We're doing a lot of futures projections.
Yeah, what that trade is. You don't trade away Donovan Mitchell for the present.
You would
trade away for the future.
Hold on.
If they were for the present, they would have never traded.
Hold on.
So you
right now are saying that Utah would get a higher grade than the Cavs.
I think it's a 10 out of 10. I agree with their site. You could not have done better than to get those draft picks and Lowry Markkanen. That's an incredible haul.
216-474-0092. I will hear a dissenting opinion. I think you're crazy. I do not think that they won this trade or they should get a higher grade than the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'll listen to anybody.
Sexton had a really good year. I mean, you could say Sexton had a better year than Darius Garland.
Do you believe that they should get a higher grade in Utah than what the Cavs got in the trade with Donovan Mitchell and with Lowry Markkanen and with Colin Sexton? 216-474-0092. We pick it back up on the other side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.